Gardening with bare hands can be satisfying, but sometimes you just need a pair of gloves. Today on Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Working with bare hands in the garden, you can feel fine roots and the grain of wooden tool handles. But gloves can be useful. Gloves need to provide protection and allow for comfort. Cotton is a good choice for general usage. Cotton gloves will get wetter faster and offer less protection than leather gloves. But they are cheaper, they are cooler, and they are definitely easier to put on and take off. They usually are a one-size-fits-all. On the other hand, leather gloves offer the most protection and need to have a snug fit. As such, leather gloves come in sizes. Anytime you're handling fertilizer or pest control materials, you should wear gloves. But not your normal cotton or leather. These can soak up the materials. You need to use disposable, rubber-type gloves. Nitrile is a good material that is tough and has strength against punctures. Gloves can also provide protection from the soil itself. Have you noticed how dry your hands are after working in the soil? Soil is like a sponge and soaks up water, even from your skin. After working in the garden, it's always a good idea to wash your hands. Keep a bar of soap and small brush near the outdoor faucet. Washing up outside helps to keep the inside of the house clean. So once you find a pair of gloves you like, buy several pair. You never know when they will come in handy. I'm horticulturist Gary Bachman for Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.